I said I was gonna share just a few reflections about joy. I'm not sure if my mic is working. Thank you. What's that? Is it working now? Thank you. There's a joy because a quality of love. Joy we touch and we experience. Just in being connected. Just in kind of imminent experiencing. Managed to get some space from critical assessments of our inner critic. Should be like this, shouldn't be like that. Better, worse. Get a little bit of space from those. Inner pressuring. Kind of open. And it's almost like being home. And this like experience comes to us rather than we're going out to have a particular experience. The home and different experiences arise. And we're here just feeling them. Resonating with them. It's like what it is to be a human being. Talk about being a sentient being, sentient human being. Just feel the sensitivity of our bodies. Our hearts, minds, moved and touched by what we're contacted by. And I remember sitting on the side of this mountain once. Used to do these, as a nun, used to do these long walks for weeks at a time. It's part of our tradition. Sleeping out and collecting alms food from the villages. And sitting on the side of this mountain. Looking at this beautiful view in the morning. I just had this sense, I should be enjoying this. I should be enjoying this experience. I'm not enjoying it. I and that sense of self, of someone who should be having a particular experience, what's wrong with me? And then I just brought that sense of imminent connection to that sense. I should be different. Feeling that in a sense of self, we can't control it arising. It feels a little contracted. Often the sense of self does have a quality of contraction. Just really bringing that imminent connection to that contraction. Allowing it brings compassion. I wanted to share with you some research I heard about into the practice of compassion. I took some meditators and asked them to practice compassion. And they had tuning into their brain waves, you know, these nodes on their heads and noticing what was happening in their brains. What they found was that the joy center in the brain lit up. Well, wherever that is in the brain, but that lit up when people practiced compassion with suffering. Kind of paradoxical. There's a kind of beauty to knowing and being with the love that is the way that our hearts move in response to compassion. And the beauty to our humanity. And as we start to feel this relationship between suffering and joy, the way the heart moves when it's open, that we can't selectively numb. We close and avoid the pain, the way of understandably coping with suffering. We limit our heart's responsive movement to when it's in contact with pain and when it's in contact with beauty. Moving through, coming and going. Just this simple abiding that we are cultivating here. So let's sit together silently for half an hour.